朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
接着这几个主日，我希望跟弟兄姊妹思想一个专题。
The next few weeks through this pulpit, I would like to think with you a special topic.
如果用专题来讲的话，就是一个名字，是神的名字，作为我几个的今后这几个主日讲台的一个分享。
The theme may be the names of God.
我们知道神的名字不止一个。
We do know that God has many names.
如果名字可以代表一个人的个性的话。
If names can characterize a person's character,
我们知道没有办法用一个名字来描写我们所信的这一位丰富的神。
Therefore, a single name would not be adequate enough to describe all aspects of our God.
在圣经里面，我们看见神的名字可以分成两大类。
There may be two categories of all the names of our God.
第一类是神主动启示的名字。
The first category is the names that God actively revealed himself to us.
在圣经里面，我们一而再，再而三看到不同的神的名字。
Repeatedly, we see different names of our God.
我们中文圣经讲到上帝或者神这个字，在希伯来 Elohim 是一个很重要的一个神的名字。
Despite a similar name in Chinese translation, in Hebrew, the name Elohim is a very important name.
中文叫做神，英文指 God 这个字，其实这一个很简单的字，它里面的内涵非常的深。
Why it means a God, Elohim has a very deep meaning.
讲到这，当我们圣经里面看到 Elohim 这个字的时候，我们就想到我们的神是一位荣耀的主，是一个创造的主宰。
It implies the creator of the universe with glory.
在旧约圣经里面一共出现2570次之多。
In about 2570 times it was described in the scriptures.
那么另外一个名字就是我们常常读圣经的时候读到的耶和华这个名字。
The other name that has been familiar to us is the name Lord.
有的因为圣经他们不愿意直接把耶和华的名字把它翻出来，他们就用四个英文的大写 L-O-R-D Lord 来描写这个字。
And indeed, a specific English translation will be just capitalized the word Lord.
最明显的例子就是在诗篇23篇第一节，我们中文圣经说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”英文圣经说 ：“The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want.”
And indeed, it was so familiar to us in the Psalm 23 when the Lord is my shepherd is capitalized in that four letters.
这个 Lord 或者耶和华这个字在旧约圣经里面一共出现6800多次之多。
The word Jehovah or the Lord has been appeared more than 6,000 times in the scriptures.
想到我们一看到耶和华这个字的时候，就想到我们的神是公义、圣洁、慈爱，而且是跟人立约的那个神。
It indeed implied the righteousness, the pureness, and the covenant God.
当我们今天在圣经里面看到上帝，看到耶和华的时候，我们知道在上下文和那个名字的意义里面有特别的含义。
Therefore, anytime we encounter the word God or Jehovah, we know the implication with it.
或者还有一个圣经里面启示神的名字叫 El Shaddai, 在中文说他是全能的神。
And the Hebrew word El Shaddai meaning an almighty God.
God Almighty, 这个全能的主宰，全能的神。
And implied the God Almighty.
这个全能的神每一次出现的时候，我们看见他是赐福也是施恩的主。
Therefore, anytime when we see this Almighty God, we know that he's also a graceful God who has mercy.
这些名字还有许多代表一类的神的名字。
It implies a category of names similar to it.
是神主动的向人启示的名字。
It is an active revelation of our God to us.
那么另外一类神的名字是什么呢？
There's another category of the names of God.
就是人对神在他的体验和经历里面以后给神取的名字。
It is the names that men call God after he has experience with God.
我刚才说过，神实在太丰富、太无限、太伟大。
And indeed, our God is so bountiful and abundant.
在某一件事或在某一段的时间，我们对这个丰富的神某一方面的体验，那个体验过的人就想到神性情的一部分，就取下这样的一个名字。
Every time when we experience God, we can only experience an aspect of His godliness, and indeed, the man can call God by those names.
圣经里面有许多这种复合的名字，就是把两个名字连在一起。像我们今天早上读经的时候，读到耶和华以勒，就是一个例子。
Many of times the scripture call out God with a compound name, just like Jireh as the topic of our.
在我们中文圣经里面有三个很明显的这种神的复合在一起的名字。
They're very clear compound nouns in our scriptures.
起码在过去要往前的这三个主日，我希望一个主日跟大家思想一个名字。
For the three Sundays following, I would like to think with you one name each time.
今天早上思想耶和华以勒到底对你我有什么样的一个冲击，有什么样的教训。
The topics we have this morning is what's the challenge of the name Jehovah Jireh is to you.
在出埃及记十七章十五节有另外一个 compound name, 有另外一个复合的名字叫耶和华尼西。
And the other term, Jehovah Nisi, which was a prayer in the Exodus 17, verse 15.
如果弟兄姊妹有兴趣，可以回去先把那段的圣经先看一看，到底耶和华尼西，到底那个名字的意思是什么？
Maybe you can prepare yourself by reading that portion of the scripture to think what is the meaning of Jehovah Nisi.
那么第三个复合的名字在旧约圣经里面讲到耶和华沙龙，是在士师记六章。
And the third name was recorded in Judges 6:24, Jehovah Shalom.
那么事实上，在旧约圣经里面，这种神复合的名字一共有八个。
There may be eight different compound nouns in the Bible.
在我们中文圣经有三个，我们盼望起码我们有时间把这三个名字，我们一个一个挨次的来看它的意义。
But there are only three Chinese translations to that, and hopefully we have time to think about all those three.
刚才洪弟兄带我们读的《创世纪》二十二章，是我们许多弟兄姊妹很熟悉的一段的经文。
The scriptures we have just read, Genesis chapter 22, has been quite familiar to many of us.
为什么我今天会在这个主日早上跟大家思想亚伯拉罕这件事情
？Why are we talking about the story of Abraham this morning?
我们常常觉得信主多年，我们的信心常常很脆弱。
Many times we think that our faith in this is very fragile.Even though we have been a Christian for many years,
常常我们有这样的呼声从心里面说：如果我有更大的信心，这件事情就不会这样发生。
Many times we have longing in our heart that only if our faith may be stronger.
常常我们在神面前有这样一个心里面的一个呐喊：求主给我一个更会交托的信心。
Many times we cry for God so that we can have a more trusting heart to our God.
这是有六七个礼拜在东南亚旅行。
For the 6-7 weeks while I was in Southeast Asia,
我有一个自己很软弱的一件事情想跟弟兄姊妹一起分享。
I have a times of weakness I want to share with you.
在 Manila, 在泰国北部的时候，曾经有一段时间被失眠所困扰。
I suffered from insomnia when I was in Philippines and in northern Thailand.
一直到最近，我才发现失眠的痛苦。
Only until recently did I discover the pain of insomnia.
如果你很不想睡觉而失眠，你干脆起来读书做事。
If you do not want to sleep and you have insomnia, all you have to do is get up and you do some reading.
但是当你困得不得了的时候又睡不着，那实在是一个很大的痛苦。
And yet it can be quite painful if you are tired and you cannot sleep.
侍奉主二十三年，信主三十年，一直没有这样痛苦的经验过。
Never experienced such pain in my many years of service and being a Christian.
我这几次失眠学了一个消极的功课。
I learned a passive lessons during this time of insomnia.
睡不着觉的时候千万不要看表。
While you're inside, when you cannot fall asleep, do not look at the watch.
这个睡不着觉的时候，你越看表，你越睡不着。
And the more you look at the watch, the more difficult you have in falling asleep.
所以在这段时间里面，对失眠有很多的经验。
Therefore, I have very a lot of experience concerning insomnia.
在神的面前一直迫切的祷告，主啊，求你给我信心。
I pray earnestly in front of God to give me a faith.
感谢主，在台北的时候，主听了我的祷告。
Thanks, Lord, that He answered my prayer when I was.
主借着一个宣教士给我一个学习。
He gave me a lesson through a testimony of a missionary.
五年前，我收到台湾的一份消息，说有一位弟兄到泰国北部去做宣教士。
Five years ago, I received a news reel concerning a brother from Taipei who was serving God in the northern Thailand.
我一看到那个名字，我大吃一惊。
I was surprised when I saw the name.
我说这个人会去做宣教士，一定是别的人，一定是同名同姓。
It cannot be that this individual can be a missionary.
因为在这位弟兄中学的时候，我做过他的辅导。
Because I was his counselor when he was a high school student.
在我辅导的那个团契里面，这个学生是全团契最调皮、最不听话、花样最多的一个年轻人。
He was the most naughty and most difficult student in that group.
我常常对师母说：“我说，如果这个人将来平平淡淡做个基督徒就不错了。”
I usually talk to my wife saying that if he can be a regular, ordinary Christian, that would be great.
我看见那份报纸说王继雄弟兄到台北去做宣教士，我说如果是这个人的话，那是一个奇迹。
And as I received this news, I know this brother Wang become a missionary in northern Thailand. I said it must be a miracle.
所以这次我到台北去，我说我一定要见到这一对夫妇。
So this time when I was in northern Thailand, I said to myself that I have to meet him again.
他们告诉我说不可能，你见不到他。
They told me that it's impossible to meet him.
因为你要从泰国，你要坐很远的车到了一个地方叫美斯勒，到了美斯勒，然后走路四个钟头到三地才能够见到他。
Because you have to take a long train ride and then you have to walk about four hours before you can reach that area.
而且那四个钟头的路，你要经过很多的河，而是正在雨季的时候，那些河常常也淹到你的胸口，而且河水很急，所以你们不可能去。
And then 4 hours walk may be interrupted by heavy rain and deep rivers.
那么我们就问他，如果那你们怎么进去呢
？And then I asked, how did you ever get into it?
他们说走路进去。
They said that we go there by foot.
那么我们这些外地来人走不动怎么办呢
？But for those who are foreigners who cannot walk by foot, what do we do?
他骑马进去。
You can ride horses.
我说如果马没有的话怎么办呢
？What happens if you do not have horses?
他们说坐大象进去。
And you have to ride elephants.
哎呀，我越听越想进去。
I was really moved and interested to go in.
我发现到最后，我想进去不是去看王继雄，是想去骑大象。
And I finally found out that I want to go to that area not so much to see this Mr. Wong, but rather to ride the elephants.
但是他们不让我进去。
But then they refused.
有许多的理由。
Because of many reasons.
马也不行，象现在也生病了，所以都不能去了。
And the horses, even the elephants, were ill, so we cannot make the trip.
但是我有这个心要见王继雄弟兄。
I have this urging to see him.
神知道，所以把他带出来。
And we thank God that God let him come to meet us.
那么我们有几天的时间在一起。
We have several days of fellowship.
他把他的见证告诉我的时候，我心里面大受感动。
I was really moved by his testimony.
单单看他五年在那边做宣教士，想到他过去的调皮捣蛋，我心里面实在不能不在神面前低头敬拜。
As we contrast his 5 years of service in northern Thailand to the many years of naughtiness in school, I was really thankful.
他告诉我，他说李哥哥。我跟我太太两个人在这五年里面都经过疟疾。
疟疾
啊 ，malaria。
He said, Brother Lee, over the past 5 years, both my wife and myself have suffered from malaria.
他说，而且我把我太太的见证告诉你。
And I would like also to tell you the testimony of my wife.
我们到了宣教这个工厂的时候。
After we arrive at the field,
我们很没有办法适应这里的生活。
We have difficulty to accommodate the living.
也没有办法适应这里的喝的水、吃的东西。
And we have difficulty to accommodate to the food and the drinks.
但是你不能不喝，不能不吃。
But you have to eat and you have to drink.
他说，当他们吃猪肉的时候，他们就吃进了许多的寄生虫。
And they are infected with parasites because of the meat they have to consume.
这些寄生虫就在他们。里面循环到了哪里就在哪里长。
And indeed, the parasites can be erupted any part of the body.
他说我的太太在这个地方发现有一块硬块。
And my wife has a lump in her neck.
而且还越来越大。
And it was getting bigger.
后来给医生看。
Later on, she was seen by a doctor.
后来医生就开刀。
And they have to do surgery.
就拿出一个死掉的寄生虫出来。
And they remove a dead parasite in that site.
那过了没有多久，发现脸上有两个硬块。
Later on, there are a couple of spots in her face.
那个硬块也开始在长大。
The mass was getting bigger.
他说他的妻子简直没有办法忍受。
And his wife cannot tolerate any further.
他说李哥哥，如果不是我们所信的神是一位又真又活的神的话。
She said that, Brother Lee, if it is not the true living God that we believe in,
如果我的妻子不发疯，我都要发疯。
If my wife did not go crazy because of it, I will get crazy.
因为不知道脸上或者身体另外什么地方还会长这些寄生虫出来。
Because of the uncertainty of the eruption of the parasites in our bodies.
他们夫妇两个人商量，
After discussions among themselves,
他们说我们有信心吗？
They ask themselves, do we have faith?
我们传这位信实的主。
We preach this faithful God.
我们有没有这一位主所给我们的信心呢？
Do we have the faith of this God?
难道每一次一个包就要去开一次刀吗？
Is it true that every time we have a lump, we have to go through surgery?
他们跪下来禁食同心祷告。
So they pray earnestly whilst they kneel down in front of the God.
他们说祷告不到一个礼拜。
And after they praying for a year,
他们发现
a week,
他们发现这个开始慢慢没有再长。
And they discover the decreasing size of the lump in their face.
过了一个月，他们发现那两个硬块已经没有。
And after 2 months, the lesion was completely resolved.
他说那是好几年前的事，一直到现在，他说感谢赞美主，已经没有这个东西。
And that was several years ago, and thanks God that there has been no recurrence.
信心是基督徒与神发生关系的入门的一点。
This is the entering point. The faith is the entering point of a person with God.
但是信心也是一个基督徒继续维持增进与神关系的一个很重要的一个关键。
Faith is also an important means whereby a person can continue the relationship with God.
我们知道亚伯拉罕被教会历史里面许许多多人称为信心之父。
We know that Abraham is called the father of faith by churches and Christians throughout the ages.
事实上，我们从圣经里面一而再、再而三看见亚伯拉罕信心的成熟是慢慢长大出来的。
Yet in the scripture, we know that the faith of Abraham matures through time.
在创世纪二十二章，我们看见他信心到了一个登峰造极的地步。
And in chapter 22 of the book of Genesis, this may be the high point of the faith of Abraham.
这是一个信心最高的一个表现。
This is the supreme expression of faith.
从创世纪十一章末了开始，一直到二十二章，我们就看见神一步一步在亚伯拉罕的身上做雕塑的工作，雕塑他成为一个信心的见证人。
And from the later part of chapter 11 up until 22nd, we see how God repeatedly modeled and trained this person Abraham so that his faith become mature.
弟兄姊妹，当我在准备这个信息的时候
，As I prepare from this sermon,
我有个很深的一个负担。
There was a burden in my heart.
今天是一个什么样的世界
？What kind of era are we living in?
今天是一个对前途、对周遭、对政权、对经济制度、对各方面，我们都失去信心的一个时代。
This is an era where we lost faith to our environment, our future, our political systems.
不只是在国家社会的层面。
Not only in terms of our society.
今天我们看见在家庭的层面也是如此。
And yet this problem falls into our family.
人际关系最密切的就是夫妇的关系。
The closest interpersonal relationship is that between husband and wife.
常常到了一个地步，我们发现连夫妇之间都没有这种起码的一种互信。
And yet, even between husband and wife, we feel this lack of understanding.
无本，这里是一个教会。
Urban church here.
我们什么叫做教会呢？
What does it mean to be a church?
就是一批信耶稣的人，每一个礼拜天聚在这里，我们一同敬拜神。
It is a place where a group of people who believe in Christ come to worship God every week.
这个团体是个什么团体？
What kind of association is this?
是一个有信心的人组织成来的团体。
This is an association of the faithful.
但是我发现，我们这些信主的人，我们本身的信心都是那样的脆弱。
And yet we discover the faith of us, every single of us, is so fragile.
我们还谈什么出去传福音呢？
How can we go out to proclaim the gospel?
我们还谈什么出去拯救这个没有信心的这个时代呢？
How can we claim that we are go out and save those who are unfaithful?
所以今天早上我盼望从创世纪二十二章，我们一同来思想耶和华以勒这个信心的具体的表现的意义是什么。
So hopefully this morning we can contemplate the meaning of Jehovah Jireh.
希伯来书十一章六节，我们都很熟的一节圣经。
In Hebrews 11, there's a portion of the scripture which are very familiar.
希伯来书的作者说，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
The author of the book said that unless we are faithful, we cannot be found graceful in the eye of God.
接下来他怎么说呢？因为我们来到神面前来的人，我们必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
He said that for those who come to God has to believe in Him and believe that He will reward those who are seeking God.
在希伯来书十一章六节告诉我们说，信心有两个不同的层面。
Hebrews 11 told us that there are two aspects of faith.
一个是好像静态的，我们就相信有神就得了。
One aspect is that we believe in the existence of God.
另外一个是动态的，我们且要相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
The second aspect is that of an active aspect, saying that we are believing God that will reward those who are seeking God's name.
如果用我们今天的题目来讲，希伯来书十一章六节是提醒我们，我们不只是要信耶和华，我们也要信耶和华以勒。
Therefore, if we put it in the regular terms, it said that we not only have to believe in Jehovah, we have to believe in Jehovah Jireh.
我们不只是相信宇宙之间有这个创造一切的主宰，就是神耶和华。
Not only do we believe in this God who is the creator of this universe,
而且这位神愿意与我们发生密切的关系，要丰丰富富的赏赐他的恩典给我们。
But also believe in this God who is willing to have relationship with human beings and who want to entrust us with His grace.
请我们翻回到创世纪二十二章。
Let's go back to Genesis 22.
我们今天没有时间细细的查这段经文。
We do not have time to look at this portion of scripture in detail.
但是耶和华以勒是在十四节。
And yet, verse 14, it mentions Jehovah Jireh.
这个名字是亚伯拉罕取的名字。
This is a name that Abraham used.
那么这个写这句话，我们知道是摩西所写的。
Of course, we know the author of the book of Genesis is Moses.
他说，直到今日，人还说在耶和华的山上必有预备。
And he said that even to this day, in the mountain of the Lord, he will provide.
换句话说，耶和华以勒不只是亚伯拉罕的经历。
Therefore, Jehovah Jireh is not only the experience of Abraham.
直到今日可以成为我们每一个人的经历。
And up until now, we can say that this is all our experience.
这句话跟信心的关系有非常密切的关联。
There is a close relationship of this sentence to our faith.
今天早上我只能够跟两方面跟大家来思想。
I will deal with this in two aspects.
信心与试验。
The first aspect is faith and test.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。